Today's the first installment of a new series hosted by Farai Chidea. It's called The Value, and it's going to explore what... Let Farai explain. It's going to be about values.
It's going to be about the difference between value and value. We all have value that we put on our families, value that we put on creativity, and then there's the cold, hard cash. This looks at both. This looks at what are you willing to promote and uplift and strive for, even if it doesn't pay you the most money. And we had a great person agree to join us for our first episode on tape.
But part of the idea of the series is that these things have changed, you think, in
absolutely.
The last few years.
Absolutely. You know, because, what we're going to talk about a little bit is Anna Deavere Smith, a playwright, author, award-winning actor, and she has been chronicling American life in this very journalistic way for someone in theater, doing one-woman shows that portray actual people in crisis. And this crisis is healthcare. How much more timely could that be, John?
So her latest thing is healthcare. She's also in the LA riots. She's done all kinds of stories about race in the United States, taking actual texts of what people say and translating it and transmitting it through her own characterizations into plays and dramatic pieces. Healthcare is the latest?
Absolutely.
And an oncology fellow came into my room. I want to apologize, but we can't find your records. Could you tell me what kind of cancer you have? I said, this is appalling. And I had to go through from like the beginning my whole story. Well, eventually I could tell that he was going to get to the question of, do you work? I said, I'm associate dean at the medical school. Now he looks up. He found my files within a half an hour.
Yeah, ouch. So, you know, you have this play, which it's called Let Me Down Easy, because it is about this whole idea that you can go gracefully into the good night, maybe not willingly, but gracefully. And yet our healthcare system, as Anna Deavere Smith portrays in many of these monologues, doesn't always let us go gracefully or cheaply. But, here's a little bit, you know, given how timely this is, of Anna Deavere Smith explaining what she really feels about the healthcare debate.
Well, I think that the healthcare debate is ultimately about value. It's about who deserves the dignity that comes with people giving attentive care. It's about who deserves the dignity of their own wellness. Can we really, as Americans, think that we can afford to treat some people like they are discardable?
So this would essentially, in terms of values, you're saying that a lot of people maybe are placing a higher value on healthcare now than maybe what's in their checking account.
And a value on being citizens engaged around something that's so personal. Because when you talk about healthcare on a political level, as we've seen on the debates and
debating the numbers,
right?
You know,
yeah,
the simple numbers.
Debating the numbers. There's very specific facts like, you know, the majority of money is spent on end of life care, and
right.
That's something that this play deals very much with. Well, you know, is that really where we need to be? Those are policy questions being addressed in an artistic forum, and I think that it's, you know, it's very interesting, because also Anna Deavere Smith is someone who's on Nurse Jackie right now, playing a hospital administrator of all things. But that's a forum where
that's on cable television,
you know, with the former Mrs. Soprano being Nurse Jackie, with Anna Deavere Smith being this administrator, and she makes a lot more money doing that than she does theater.
I am trying to learn what someone told me sound by sound, because my grandfather said to me when I was younger that if you say a word often enough, it becomes you. And it is very important to me to learn as much as I can about the time I live in, and particularly about this country. Vocally, physically, learning about people, trying to get close to people that I don't understand. That's what I've been trying to do for over 30 years. Hmm.
And when she does a project like this, which has taken her years to pull together, she makes $719 a week on stage. But
she has a following. I mean,
she has a huge following. Yeah. I'm just saying that that's the wages of theater.
Right.
And so when I talk about the value, this series that we're all doing together, I do want to talk about money, because money in some ways is the ultimate taboo to talk about in American society.
Well, it's a great irony. You know, the market does not value theater, but Anna Deavere Smith values this activity that she's doing about the discourse of healthcare much more than she does her work on cable.
Right.
And considering the number of people who talk, when you talk about Anna Deavere Smith, one of the first things you talk about is her theater work and not her obviously extremely lucrative movie and television
work.
Well,
there was the West Wing thing. That was pretty high profile.
Yeah, but on the theater level, she has dealt with Crown Heights. She's dealt with Los Angeles on Fire, you know, Fires in the Mirror. And she has this very sociological approach. I'm just curious what you guys think of you know, this art sociology reportage mix.
Her interviewing people in order to... But, you know, that's not unprecedented. I mean, that's something that playwrights have been doing going all the way back into, you know, before Shakespeare, is getting people's stories and then translating them into drama. And that's kind of what she's continuing today.
And she does it, though, in this way where she literally will put on a lab coat and be one person. And then she's Lance Armstrong having breakfast, you know, kind of shoving a muffin in his mouth because he needs the carbs. You know, it's a very interesting process.
What you referred to, of course, Dylan Thomas, Do Not Go Gently Into That Good Night, in your sort of description of the title of this piece, Let Me Down Easy. What's Anna Deavere Smith's sort of analysis of why she chose that title?
Well, it comes from, a speaker who was saying that it was about love. And in fact, why don't we just give you a little bit of that?
The first speaker in the play, James Cone, a great theologian, when I asked him what Let Me Down Easy means, says that it's about love, it's about broken love, the hurt of broken heart and broken love. Then he says that people need something to sustain them in times of difficulties. And then we get to death, and he agrees that it could also be about dying. So in some ways, Let Me Down Easy is about love and death.
And all that is part of the healthcare debate. I mean, we spend so much time talking about the numbers, but in every character who's affected by these kinds of issues, it's all about love and death. What's the end going to be like? And healthcare reform is that debate.
Absolutely. And what responsibilities do we bear to each other?
Mm. Well, it's all about values.
It is about changing
values. And you can find
values.
It online, of course, conversation with Anna.
And I hope that our listeners will engage in this conversation. That was our question for today, is what has this changing economy taught you about your values? And I bet for many people, it has changed your sense of what things are worth and what you're willing to put your time and energy into. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
Farise, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, John and Celeste.
And we'll be seeing you again soon. This is going to be a regular visit.
Ongoing series. Stay tuned.
Values are in flux, and that's the first installment of our new series, The Value. We're going to explore as individuals and a society grope to put a value on the things that are changing in our culture.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.